Well, good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Secular Foxhole Podcast. Today, Martin and I want to do a quick show about, I want to do a couple of corrections or at least one correction about our 9/11 broadcast. I had mistaken the total number of soldier deaths as all Americans. Actually, it was the entire coalition of 300,000, which I think, honestly, I think is a low estimate. I think I got those statistics from the Department of Defense website itself. I want to apologize for that mistake. And today, again, we're just going to do a quick show. We have a new sandwich for your delight. And we'll start off, again, credit to Amy Peacock for the idea. We have a layer of good, and then one or two bad things, and another layer of good to make a sandwich. So the good thing I want to start with is I just recently saw a Yahoo News story where prior to the pandemic, only 3% of public and private school teachers were homeschooling their children. As of yesterday, that figure has risen to 11% of private and public school teachers have taken their children out of public schools and even private schools to teach them at home. And I'm elated. Any chink in the armor of this horrible, horrible public education system in America to bring it down, I am all for that. So, you know, that is good news.
And it could be good news. And I will be a devil's advocate here, and we will do a double-decker sandwich.
Sure.
Put some hot sauce to it also. It's all good with homeschooling. And here in Europe and Sweden, it's not so popular still, I think. But if it is, it's often, how do you say, signaled or labeled in a certain way. It's not secular homeschooling often. It's more religious homeschooling. So do you see that this could be, you know, activism by the religious families?
Well, I think the majority of homeschooling throughout, certainly since I heard of the subject many years ago, decades ago, has been Christian. And okay, but there are other alternatives. And as long as I'm not in favor of that, of course, religion, I think, is, to be blunt, mankind's kiss of death. But any chink in the armor to bring down government indoctrination is a good thing. And again, the conservatives, you know, they had no opposition to establishing the Department of Education because, you know, they want to just seize the levers of that to force religion down children's throats. And so that to separate state and education is another goal for freedom advocates as well as the separation of state power and religion.
Good to hear, because it's still these creationists. Are they still around?
Yeah, they're still around. So they're not going to go away, sadly. And part of this show, again, we are objectivists, and objectivism is the philosophy created by Ayn Rand. And we are steadfastly in favor of getting the word out of her ideas, and we want to do that.
Yeah, and hopefully in the future maybe we could get some guests on the show that are into homeschooling and in rational homeschooling. So we will
seek out there. I've tried to get some and still working at it.
Great. You're doing a great job there.
One of the double-decker bad parts of our sandwich is the recent, it's President Biden, but I call him President Zero. Yeah. Anyway, his speech at the United Nations, which is another decrepit organization that should be closed and I guess moved to Belgium or wherever. The bureaucratic state for the European Union, I guess, is Belgium. Yeah, you can have it. Sorry, Martin. I don't want to foist that upon you, but there it is. Just get it out of America. Anyway, his speech, there's two things two comments he made that I just want to touch on. He spoke of our common humanity and our collective future. From what I've heard, the speech just fell flat because there's been no news follow-up, even from the New York Times, which you think is the lapdog of, you know, the Democratic Party. I'm not even sure that the people at the UN were half listening, you know, so. But again, there's
the thing with the translations.
Could be. Oh, there was, yeah, the mics or the earphones weren't working. So turning away from freedom, turning away from individualism, turning away from reason, turning away from we must band together to fight climate change and we must band together to fight COVID. And
that's a new religion again.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Environmentalism. So, but you could be unite together on a voluntarily basis, like a trader, trade free over the so-called borders, that and between states and sovereign states and companies and so on.
You would think that would be the, you know, the logical solution, but no, it has to be controlled by our betters.
And then, if you are, do you have any more to add there or on Biden, or should we let pass it? Because I have to put some more bad things, but have to do with
the election. Let's keep piling on the double decker bad part then.
Yeah, because it has to be bad ideas coming from America also, or a certain person, and that's Bannon, very close to Trump, and then he got out in the cold, and he wanted to build a wall, and then it was some scandals about that. And right now he's trying to unite the so-called far-right movement and nationalist movement in Europe. Of course, they have a bit hard to cooperate with each other, and that's a good thing in a way. But nowadays, it's soon election in Germany, and there one of the parties, Alternative for Deutschland, Alternative for Germany. And that have popped up in Sweden. They are even more so-called far right than the Sweden Democrats that have roots from neo-Nazis and National Socialists. It's one of the biggest parties now. But people from that party, Sweden Democrats, and the youth organization started a party called Alternative for Sweden, inspired by Alternative for Deutschland and others. And Bannon, he was on a tour some years ago going to Europe and wanted to go to Sweden and so on and visit them. And so that's the thing. And we had a church election in Sweden in the millennium 2000. It was separated church and state, but still we have election. If you're born into the church from birth, so to speak, but you could exit it, but in 2000 now you have to join it, but there you have the church to take care of certain things, but it have become politics. So the biggest party in the church election is the Social Democrats, and then you have the center party, and that's the farmer party, you could say, and then the Sweden Democrats, and then all kind of different religious parties. But then Alternative for Sweden saw their chance to mobilize the small amounts of voters in total that voted in the general election. So they got three mandates. So now we will get some money from the state and can do their propaganda. So that's in a way so-called thanks to a guy like Bannon that started this movement organization in Europe, that they're trying in different ways to get into the political arena and get handouts and getting this propaganda out. So that's something to think about. So, I will include that also if you are interested to read about it in The Economist and the local here.com. And also the local Germany. So about Bannon and the church election in Sweden. The good ending on the good note.
That's right. Shall we? We're going to add your favorite drink to that news sandwich.
Yeah.
By saying we want you to check out this particular website, Captivate, who I am become increasingly impressed with and who Martin introduced me to, is they're the main host of our show.
Yep.
And I want you to go to the-secular-foxhole.captivate.fm/podcast. listen, and you'll hear what, Martin?
Even you have all your different options there, but your favorite podcast catcher or podcast app, for example, Spotify or Apple Podcaster or Google Podcast. And also I've added Ghana, if you're in India, for example, because as we had said during our anniversary episode, we have some traffic and listening from India. So I added that, and also now added Podcast Index. And that's also preparation for podcasting 2.0 era and apps that you could listen and support us by sending us Satoshi streams. And that's part of Bitcoin. But more about that later on when I got all things figured out and so on. But we are planning for that. So that's this site, the listening page there on Captivate Hosting, is a good way if you when you're listening and remember that. And then you could choose and pick whatever podcast player you want to use. So that's why we have that as a call to action. And talking about that also, like an extra positive thing, I tweeted on my own account there. We have an account on the Secular Foxhole, and we have also an Instagram, but we haven't been active there yet. So we will create a plan for that and see what we could do, because we have some ideas about that organically and slowly build up here. But when I tweeted on my main account, Lyceum Peripatos, and I asked the organization called The Bridge, they have a symbol with the bridge, so Recovering from Religion. So I asked if I listened to our anniversary episode, and I got the reply there that they had some ambassador there that I will check out and reach out to and see if they could find somebody that could fit for our show. And I also tweeted Freethinkers, Filipino Freethinkers in the Philippines.
Wow.
Because I did some research on that and found some white paper, an academic paper on how Freethinkers and secular individuals in Philippines have a pretty hard time, because there it's, you know, the standard religion is Catholic, and it's very almost like bullying, and so they have to get this antidote and support and fuel for their soul, so to speak. So I have sent a tweet to them, and I will see if I get a reply, and see if we could get some thinking and individual and free thinker from Asia in the future. So we could, we are now, as you said, downloaded in 50 countries and places. So we are planning to grow that to global, the thing. We are not building any borders or national.
Yes,
we are,
that's right.
For individuals, free thinking individuals all over the globe. So that's a positive thing also.
That sounds great. Thank you, Martin.
That's
thank
a good sandwich.
Big yes, sandwich. Was. It was quite filling.
Great.
Have to wash it down with something too. So
yep.
All right, sir. Well, that was that's kind of a wrap.
Yep.
So thank you again for setting this up.
Thanks.
And we'll enjoy your night.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon again. We'll talk soon again. That's right. Yes. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Yeah.